Okay, is Pam?
I'm here.
Okay, Pam, we would like you to do the credentials report, please.
I have it. So I'll try to not to be too long and keep you guys awake here, because I know this is not the best part of the meeting for you. Okay, we start with ACB Capital Chapter, President Paul Patchy Jr., Delegate Margie Donovan, alternate is Leslie Tom. Number of votes are 6, and I guess, do you want me to read nominating or not? Okay. Next is Active Blind in Inland Valleys Chapter. President Steve Castaneda, Delegate Alan Ramos, alternate is Richard Feel. Number of members is 16. Excuse me? No, I didn't say the alternate was Ellen Ramos. I said the delegate is. Okay. When I read it last night, that's what I was told, that it was correct. So what is it? Thank you. Somebody didn't tell me last night. So if you guys will indulge me, because if I don't write it down, I won't remember. Okay, so number of members, 16, and 5 votes. And I have so noted Kelly Hill. Bayview Chapter is President Steve Ford. Let's see. So I'm having trouble with this writing here. Delegate Steve Fort, alternate none. Number of members are 49 and 10 votes. Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. Okay. You just redeemed yourself, Steve. Braille Revival League of California, President Lena Bandy, Delegate Marlene O'Neill, alternate Linda Perrell. Number of members are 45 and 5 votes. Is there a special interest? CCB Redwood Empire is not here. California Council of Blind Students, President Linda Bandy, Delegate Anthony Signorello, alternate none, number of members 12, 5 votes. California Citizens with Low Vision, Council of Citizens with Low Vision, President is Bernice Kandarian, Delegate is Donna Sanchez, alternate is Richard Rueda, number of members are 84 and 5 votes. California Library Users of California, President Judy Wilkinson, Delegate Judy Wilkinson, alternate none, number of members 36, 5 votes. The Compton chapter, last that I knew, is not here. Is that still correct? Sorry, guys, trying to keep the mic where you can hear me. Contra Costa Chapter, President Joel Isaac, Delegate Vina Zavali, alternate none. Members are 10 and there are 5 votes. East Los Angeles chapter. President Charles Navarrete, delegate is Fred Marin. I'm sorry, Charles Navarrete, alternate is Fred Marin, sorry. Number of members are 38 and 8 votes. Fresno chapter, President Nathan Romo, Delegate William Elliott, alternate Sarah Harris. Number of members are 19 and 5 votes. Hi, Elliott. You guys, if you get a chance to talk to Elliott, he has a wonderful story about a tragic blindness, but how he has made it a positive, and that helped him to meet his wonderful wife, too, and it's wonderful. I had the pleasure of meeting him when he was asking me about credentials. That's a wonderful way to meet people. So I hope you guys get a chance to have the wonderful opportunity I had. Glendale Burbank chapter, President Artis Bazin, Delegate Artis Bazin, alternate Debbie Berry, number of members are 23 and 5 votes. Golden Gate chapter is not here. Greater Bakersfield chapter, President Dane Gear, Delegate Paul Young, alternate Chris Federick, number of members are 22, 5 votes. Greater Lakewood chapter, President Michelle L. Burnett, President Michelle Burnett, Delegate Michelle Burnett, alternate Charles Register, number of members 20 and 5 votes. Greater Long Beach chapter, President Michael Conrad. Is Greater Long Beach here? Okay. President Michael Conrad, Delegate Robert Went, alternate Rochelle Goldman, number of members 27, 5 votes. Are you asking a question? Yeah, I said 5 votes. No, you have to have 28. You want to quickly recruit a member, you can. Greater Los Angeles chapter, President Ken Metz, Delegate Ken Metz, alternate Guillermo Robles, number of members 22 and 5 votes. Thank you. That way I know you're still awake. Guide Dog Users of California, President Frank Welty, Delegate Pamela Metz, alternate Charlene Ornelas, number of members 46 and 5 votes. High Desert chapter is not here. Humboldt chapter is also not here. Well, I know somebody's awake. Inland Empire is not here. Okay, I didn't hear from you guys. Okay, I didn't see you guys last night, so I didn't have anything here. Okay, well, Let me read what I have, and you can correct me or not. I have President Christine Bailey, Delegate Christine Bailey, Alternate William Dope, Number of Members 8. I have 8 here, so I don't know. I have dues $40. Well, I'm not sure what you're saying is correct. Well, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to proceed with that. Don't you have to have 10? So I can't seat a chapter with less than 10 members, and I also, you weren't here last night, so I'm just trying to find out what you guys want me to do. Yes, I'm listening. Yes, I will move on, but just a second.
We're discussing it.
Yes, I'm waiting for Pam, the powers that be.
Pam, excuse me, this is Andrea Pitzenberger. Number one, they don't seem to have stuff in order. Number two, the rest of us were here last night.
Okay, I'm not asking for input yet until the board powers that be finish discussing. And then if they want input, I'll let you know. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Because if I do that, everything's going to get out of order.
Okay, Pam?
Yes.
Is Jeff's interpretation that the board has not suspended their charter, therefore it's up to the membership who are present whether to seat the group or not.
And we can't suspend their charter until next.
And we wouldn't be able to suspend their charter until next April convention, conference and convention.
Okay.
Is there somebody asking for the floor? Okay, can we get a mic, please?
It's Inland Empire chapter.
Yes, there's somebody in the back that's asking for this, speak on this matter.
I would move to seat the Inland Empire chapter.
Okay. Now we're open for discussion on this matter. Since we have a motion which has been seconded. If you would raise your hand and then Ed can get you the mic to you. Everyone will be given an opportunity to talk on it. You won't be cut off.
This is Artis. I would speak in favor of the motion because this is a new person. She's not aware of exactly what she was supposed to have done last night. And I think, you know, everybody makes mistakes when they're new. And I think we should seat them and then help them to get more members.
I think there's a gentleman in the rear of to my right.
No, I would just go along with Artis.
Go ahead.
That was him.
Yeah. Artis is finished.
Yes.
Yeah, he said he goes along with Artis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did not understand. I apologize. Who else wanted to speak on the matter? The motion, rather.
There's another person on the right side of the room. Mary Lou's getting her a microphone.
I'd like to ask that the motion be repeated because I didn't hear it. I don't know if some of us missed it. But I'm assuming that it's be made that they be seated. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I'd like to speak in opposition to that motion.
Yes,
we all
you
know
may.
The,
go ahead.
You,
excuse
you
me?
May, you go ahead, please.
Okay. We all know the rules, and I understand that she's new, but there are people who are available to help with this. And it just doesn't seem to me, I thought, my understanding was that if you were not at credentials, you didn't get seated. Now maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I've always been told. And the rest of us were here last night. And I just don't feel that we should be seating chapters. Number one, they don't seem to have 10 members. And number two, they don't seem to know what's going on.
Okay, who else would like to speak on the motion, pro or opposition?
Madam Chair?
Mr. Chair. We have to talk, Donna.
You've got one of each up here, so you're safe.
I was saying Madam Chair as Pam credentials, but yes, Mr. Chair,
you.
Our vice president.
We got
president.
It. Sure, Donna.
Yeah. I'll be over there to have you purchase a book of 20 tickets after the session's done. Anyway, I would like to speak in favor of seating this chapter for this convention. What I would like to do is, before we end this session, I would like Artis Membership Chair to come over here to where I am. Kevin knows where I am because this wonderful lady is sitting right here next to me, and I would like them to connect directly. And as someone said, let's help. There is a situation that took place, and I'm glad that we're handling things case by case because we're all human beings. And I speak in favor of seating this chapter. Artists, come on over so that you can exchange contact information immediately. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted, before I hear the call of question, is there anyone else that wants to take a position in opposition? I want to be certain that both sides are heard. And I'm asking for if there's somebody who wants the mic that is opposing the motion.
Hang on.
I'm asking for that. I want to be certain. Everyone.
Hang on.
Yes.
Please let our chair have the floor for once.
Okay. I take it that there's no one else who wants to speak on it. Those in favor of seating the chapter, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Abstentions? Okay. The ayes have it. The chapter is seated.
Thank you. If I may just, the one thing I would say, and I am not opposed, I am in favor of seating the chapter because that's my goal, is to seat everyone, all chapters, and hopefully that improves year by year too. I would just like to say that the only concern I have is we have to do the same thing for everyone. And I know some people are not new, but if they're not here, so I would just say as chapter members, when the convention is approaching, keep in mind that it's a very, keep in mind that it's a very difficult position to be in, to know when to draw the line, and I'm happy to seat the chapter. And credentials is important, so we need to have people here in case we need to make corrections or to know that you're being represented. So I would ask you not to take this as a precedence that because this person wasn't here and she's still seated, that's okay for everyone else. Please. Thank you.
Okay, Pam, go on.
Okay.
Please.
Orange County Chapter, President Andrea Pitzenbarger, Delegate Gail Crossan, Alternate Delegate Ariel Martinez, number of members 22, 5 votes. Okay. Randolph Shepherd, not here. San Bernardino Chapter, President Deborah Gossett, Delegate Deborah Gossett, Alternate Theodore Wilbrecht, number of members 5-2, 10 votes. San Diego Braille Club, President Patricia J. Bogard, Delegate Joseph Lopez, alternate none. Number of members, 24. 5 votes. San Diego chapter, not here. Yes? And where were you? I did not hear from you. Yeah, I know where you're from, but I'm asking where you
Okay.
Okay, see, this is what I'm referring to, you guys. Okay, so, because if I could just finish what I was going to say. Okay, what I have here is I have the information of who the president is. I have no information on delegate, no information on alternate, and I have 11 members, which would be 5 votes. Nothing was sent in. Well, I don't. We don't have it. Let's put it that way.
Well, it would seem basic onto our bylaws and constitution if information was not submitted on regarding the officers, the roster, and there was no dues submitted.
We did receive dues. That's all.
That's all, but it's not complete then.
Right.
So they.
We received 5-5 in dues, but that's all we have.
They do not. Then they do not fulfill the requirement.
So may I move on? And I do apologize. I hate not seating chapters. San Francisco chapter, President Frank Welty, Delegate Jennifer Holloway, alternate Frank Welty, number of members 3-6, 7 votes. San Gabriel Valley chapter.
You better have everything.
President Pamela Apology, Delegate Marie Brown Palmieri, alternate Steve Aminoff, number of members 48, 10 votes. Thank you. Heard that. San Mateo chapter. And we have no information on San Mateo here. So, just one
second. San Mateo has not submitted anything in more than 3 years.
Yeah, right.
So.
Okay.
So they're out of compliance.
Silicon Valley chapter. President Rob Turner. Delegate Susan Glass. Alternate Rob Turner. Number of members 91. 18 votes. Solano Beach is not here. Yosemite Gateway Chapter. President Tanya Williams. Delegate Georgia Miller. Alternate Tanya Williams. Number of members 31. And 6 votes. And that concludes my report. If what I'd like to do, if I may, is just briefly read the ones who are not here and are not seated.
Yes.
Okay. CCB, Redwood Empire Council. Let's see here. Of the blind and visually impaired chapter. I won't try to say that again. Compton chapter. Golden Gate chapter. High Desert chapter. Humboldt chapter. Randolph Shepherd special interest. San Diego chapter. San Mateo chapter and Solano Beach. So that concludes my report. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you.
We did, because of the committee, we do not need a second for a committee making a motion. So those in favor of the report say aye.
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? Okay, the ayes have it. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Jim.
We got a long, long evening ahead of us, so let's right now do a door prize. It's $25. So who's going to draw? Ed?
Okay, I'll draw right now.
It's from San Francisco chapter. It's actually $25 in cash. Karen Memmer? Is Karen in the audience? Okay. We got a few more, and we'll sprinkle them through the rest of the evening and Sunday morning.